From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Thursday, December 11th. Oroville Hospital filed for bankruptcy this week. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The hospital and its parent company, Oro Health, filed a Chapter 11 petition in bankruptcy court on Monday that would allow it to remain open under court supervision while it tries to reorganize and find a partner with resources to carry it forward. The 63-year-old acute care facility has struggled recently. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, it paid California and the federal government over $10 million to settle allegations it submitted false Medicare and Medi-Cal claims and made illegal kickbacks to physicians. In October, the hospital's creditors called for the immediate repayment of a debt due to delinquent payments on a nearly $200 million bond. Oroville Hospital is a major employer in the area. According to a recent community benefit report, the hospital says more than 2,000 people work at the facility. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And home insurance costs are increasing across the country, in part due to rising construction costs and climate-driven disaster risks, such as wildfire. That's according to new research from professors at the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Wisconsin. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on the increases in the North State.
Over the last 10 years, Shasta County saw the region's highest jump in yearly median cost of premiums at 80%, according to the professor's research and the San Francisco Chronicle. Tehama, Trinity, Siskiyou, and Plumas counties saw similar jumps. Butte County had a 45% increase.
The Chronicle reports that statewide, premiums among mortgage payers have gone up 28% since 2014. New rules aimed at easing California's insurance crisis will likely mean more policies being written in fire-prone areas, and even higher premiums. In other news, the suspect involved in a deadly shooting on a Lassen County highway appeared in court this week. According to reporting by KRCR, at his arraignment, 39-year-old Reno resident Isaac Pedroza pleaded not guilty to discharging a firearm and transporting an assault weapon. The shooting occurred over the weekend and left two dead. The victims were 39 and 17 years old. Pedroza will appear in court again next week. And the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is now officially supporting the proposed True North Behavioral Health Campus after opposing it in October. The board voted unanimously this week to write a letter of support for the project with some provisions. According to Reading Record Searchlight, those include giving priority to Shasta County residents, repaying any expenses incurred by the county, and following mandated protocols. The facility is expected to cost $200 million, paid by state grants and a private healthcare company. And finally, the Paradise Town Council selected its leadership for the next year. Mayor Steve Crowder was re-selected as mayor, with one council member abstaining from voting. Vice Mayor Steve Woody Colleton was unanimously chosen to continue in his role as vice mayor. Crowder said he's had, quote, good unity over the last year with Colleton. The two will serve until December 8, 2026. And those were your headlines for Thursday, December 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.